This is Akashwani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. The government has approved another 20% allocation of commercial LPG to the states, which would take overall allocation to 50%, including 10% allocation based on the ease of doing reforms for PNG expansion. This additional percentage of allocation shall be given on priority sectors like restaurants, dhabas, hotels, industrial canteens, dairy, subsidized canteens and others run by state or local bodies. The government has assured citizens that there is no shortage of petrol, diesel or LPG, urging people not to panic as it strengthens response measures amid tensions in West Asia. In a statement, the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas said domestic LPG production from refineries has been increased. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today spoke with the Iranian President Dr. Masoud Pezeshkian and conveyed Eid and Nowruz greetings. Both the leaders expressed hope that this festive season brings peace, stability and prosperity in West Asia. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi condemned attacks on critical infrastructure in the region, which threatens regional stability and disrupt global supply chains. He reiterated the importance of safeguarding freedom of navigation and ensuring that shipping lanes remain open and secure. Mr. Modi appreciated Iran's continued support for the safety and security of Indian nationals in Iran. U.S. President Donald Trump has said that he is considering winding down military operations against Iran. In a post on Truth Social, Trump said they are getting very close to meeting their objective of the military operations and hence considering winding down the military efforts in the Middle East. His post was the strongest indication yet that he may be prepared to soon end hostilities that began on 28th of February. Meanwhile, Iranian Foreign Minister Saeed Abbas Araghchi said Iran seeks a complete, comprehensive and lasting end to the war, rejecting a ceasefire. Iranian media also reported a strike on the nuclear facility in Natanz. The United States has also announced a 30-day sanctions waiver permitting the sale of Iranian oil currently stranded at sea. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh has said India has taken a clear stand on the ongoing conflict in West Asia, emphasizing that a solution should be found through dialogue and diplomacy. On the possible energy and food crisis arising from the West Asia situation, he said that under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the country has largely been safeguarded from such crises so far. He was addressing a program in Haldwani in Uttarakhand on the completion of 4 years of the state government.
Today, the whole world is going through a period of crisis. The continuous attacks in West Asia are a matter of concern not only for India but for the entire world. However, India has clearly stated its position that the ongoing conflicts cannot be resolved through war. The solution can only be achieved through dialogue and diplomacy.
BJP has released the third list of 11 candidates for the upcoming assembly elections in Kerala. The list includes the names of T.N. Suresh, who will contest from Kovalam assembly seat, V. Rathish from Perumed seat, Ajimo from Mavelikkere, while Vivek Gopan will contest from Aruvikkere seat and K.R. Rajesh will be the third party from Chhavara seat. BJP has also released the list of its 9 candidates for the upcoming assembly elections in Puducherry. On the other hand, Congress released another list of 7 candidates for the upcoming assembly elections in Assam. Eid ul-Fitr is being celebrated in various parts of the country today. The festival marks the culmination of the fasting month of Ramzan. On the occasion, faithfuls dressed in traditional attire offer Eid prayers at Eidgahs and mosques. In Jammu and Kashmir, large gatherings of Eid prayers were held at Dargah Hazrat Bal in Srinagar outskirts. While in Ladakh, Eid ul-Fitr is being celebrated across Kargil district with religious devotion and simplicity. In badminton, Tanvi Sharma bowed out of Orleans Masters after she went down to former world champion Nozomi Okuhara of Japan in the women's singles semi-final clash at Palais des Sports in France. In the other semi-final match, India's Ishrani Barua will face Thailand's Pitamo later this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.